The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears are to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all. How are you this evening? Is it hot? I love. Today, we hear about the powerful Word of God. Just Word. All the readings today depends and speaks about the Word, the meaning of the Word. So, it has deep meaning. It is unimaginable. All the readings speaking about the just Word. Every time we hear so many things in the readings and in the Gospels, especially about ourselves, about anger, jealousy, hatred, life, love, kindness, goodness, togetherness. So all things will be spoken in the Gospels and the readings. But today's readings are completely different. They speak about the Word. It is something to understand. And we say Gospels. Gospel means good spell, good tidings, or good word. Tidings, good spell, good word. Everything speaks about word. And in the Old Testament, we find the term employed, means one who brings good news. One who brings good news is employed. So, in the Old Testament, the general of David's army, when he defeated the rebel Absalom, the general wants to send the good tidings, good news to David that he won the war. So, the tidings, the good news, good word, always makes a person happy. In the Old Testament, prophets brought good news to the people through God. Good spell, good tidings, good news, good word brought by prophets. Every
prophets spoke about word which came from the mouth of God. Which came from the mouth of God, the word. That is what the prophets proclaimed. And the Jewish people waited for that word. The Jewish people waited for that good tidings, good word, good news. What is that good news? They want to hear about Jesus. Jesus is good news. Jesus is the word. We read in St. John's Gospel, there was a word. The word was with God. And he was God. That is Jesus. The word is Jesus. So the Jewish people waited for this word, Jesus, who brings good news. Jesus who brings good news. So Jewish people waited many years, waited for the good tidings, good news. The good news is Kingdom of God. The good news is Kingdom of God. So people waited for this good news. This is what the prophets proclaimed. This is what kings proclaimed. This is what the Old Testament priest proclaimed. The Savior, the Word, Savior, Jesus, the Word, the good tidings, who brings good tidings to all of us, waited. So the Old Testament is full of good tidings, good news, full of good news. The good news is about Jesus. So the gospel speaks about Jesus Christ. They describe his character, they narrate his life and his miracles. All the gospels speaks about Jesus, who Jesus is. Who Jesus is. They have preserved for us his beautiful sayings and parables. So Jesus' parables, his sayings, always saved in the name of Word. That is what is written in the New Testament. The Word of God, which came through mouth of God. So, we often read the Gospels and read them again, again, and again. Why? The gospel, the good spell, the good news is there in the gospels. That's why we go on reading again and again, again and again. So, prayerful reading alone will open our ears to what Jesus wants to tell us. This is very important. This is very, very important. The prayerful reading alone will open our ears to what Jesus wants to tell us. That's all. If you don't listen with a prayerful mood, you never understand the good tidings, the word of Jesus. So Jesus was really a great preacher and teacher because he spoke in the language of the people so that the people would understand him. So he has taken the simple things. What is available among the people? All the examples. He has taken among the people. He used stories, made comparisons and used examples all from the everyday life of the people he was speaking to. That is important. He has taken everything, all the examples, all the parables, all the stories, everything he has taken among the people, what is happening at present.
If I speak someone who is in India, you cannot understand. And if I speak about someone who is here, easily you will understand.
That is what Jesus said.
Because the word, the beautiful tidings must reach the heart of people.
That's why Jesus took all these parables, stories, examples, incidents. He has taken and he proclaimed the word of God.
And today, we have a great opportunity this week to encourage and challenge ourselves to pay attention and a reaction to the word of God.
Our part in listening to the word of God is, we need to encourage, come on, listen. So this is the best time for us. We need to encourage ourselves, our life, to heed the attention to the good tidings, good news about Jesus. Good news is Jesus. Good tidings is Jesus. Jesus is a word. That's all. He is a word, and we need to listen to that word.
So, the word of God sown in the hearts of men for a purpose. So, each individual must take the word of God personally to put into practice. So, the word of God sown in the hearts of men for a purpose is not just a fun. The word of God is not proclaimed for fun or which makes you to sleep well, nicely. It is not for that.
There is a purpose
in giving the word of God. And we need to accept the word of God, meditate it, and we need to put into practice.
That is what we need to learn from today's readings.
So, every word that comes from God's mouth is very strong, powerful, and will not be unnecessary. Every word that comes from the mouth of God, there is a purpose, and it will be very strong and very powerful, and it will never be unnecessary.
Not at all.
We hear from the book of Genesis, God says, just a word, let there be light, and there was light. Let the earth bring forth vegetation, and there was. Let there be living creatures in the water, and there was. God's word creates what it says. God's word creates what it says. He speaks the world into existence when he says, let there be, there is. Let there be, when God says, let there be, there is.
That's all.
No wasting of any word which comes from the mouth of God. So we see Jesus in the gospel speaking a word that is seen to be effective. What are the words that came from Jesus' mouth? It's very, very powerful and very effective. Jesus commands, he rebukes, he orders through his word. He commands, he rebukes, he orders. So things will take place. When he speaks, something happens. That's all. That's all. When he speaks, something happens. There is no any word wasted. For example, the centurion sent a message to Jesus. What message? Say but the word, and my servant will be healed. What a wonderful faith he had in Jesus. Just ask Jesus to say a word, a single word, and my servant will alive. And it happened. With a single word, his servant healed. We also try sometimes, you know, to curse people, to curse God. We try to make use our own word, how powerful it will be. We curse on people. Do you think it will be powerful? You are always trying, you know. You try again and again how powerful the word which comes from your mouth. Nothing happens. Nothing happens through our word. So, in today's first reading, we heard Isaiah speaking. He compares the word of God with the rain and snow. Rain and snow. What rain and snow does on the earth? The rain and snow is the word of God. God says, you rain and snow, go down to the earth. And it comes on the earth. And what it does, the rain and snow comes down and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats. This is the purpose. The rain and snow comes according to the word of God. It fertilizes the ground and he gives the seed to the person, one who sows, and the bread, the person, one who eat. This is the word of God. According to the word of God, the rain and snow comes. So, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. So, every word that comes from the mouth of God will do its work. Will do its work. So, as the rain waters the earth and makes all things grow, so the word of God accomplishes what it is sent to do. It is not an empty word. It is a powerful word which brings about the purpose of God. In the word, there is purpose of God, the intention of God. And it will happen exactly. So the word of God helps the kingdom grow into a splendid harvest. The word of God helps the kingdom, the good tidings, good news about the kingdom. The word of God makes the kingdom on earth to grow. It helps to grow. So the word that comes from God is very powerful and unimaginable. We cannot calculate or estimate the powerful word of God. And in today's gospel, we heard about parables of sowing, sower and the seed. The sower is God, one who sows. Sower is God. The seed is the word of God. The land is ourself. The land is ourself. So, Jesus compares people to four kinds of soil. The soil, footpath, rocky ground, fell among the thorns, rich soil. These are the four kinds of soils. And in these soils, the seed fell. So what happens? The farmer sows the seeds. Some fall on the hardened soil on the footpath. We know When people walk, the land will become stronger. When the seed fell on that, and it will not sprout. See, since the seed is on the ground, the birds come and eat and go. So this kind of people close their ears and eyes and unreceptive, unwilling to accept the word of God. These are the people who belong to the footpath. Their soil, their acceptance of the word of God, no use. They are careless. They do not want to hear the word of God. They close their ears and eyes, unreceptive. So the birds will come and take. So the soil will not receive the word of God because the heart is not ready. The soil is not ready to receive the seed, the word of God. So it goes somewhere. Someone will come and take and go. In the same year, the same seed falls on the rocky ground where there is thin layer of soil. The seed takes root, begins to grow, but soon gets burnt because of lack of water and because of the heat. So, this group of people, like those Christians who after baptism or some spiritual experience have a great rush of enthusiasm for God, but under the slightest pressure, they run away. These are the people who belongs to the second group. The seed that fell on the rocky ground, there will be some soil and immediately it sprouts because of lack of deep soil. So it dries. It cannot grow. That means some people, after the baptism, after the confirmation, after the marriage, after receiving the sacraments, it gives push. We had a lot of many children confirmations last week. There are around 40 children. I never saw them after confirmation. They have very grand celebration. I have never seen a single one. It's gone, it's dried. So, very happy to receive, with great enthusiasm. If something happens, they're gone. Their soil is closed, their heart is closed, and they go back to their own work. And the seed fell on the thorny bush. This kind of people say, I do want to be a good Christian, but I also want to have all things. I want to be a good Christian. I want everything. So these people give more importance to the worldly things than the spiritual things. That's why they were unable to grow. The thorny bush, it will shut down, put down. They clearly did not open their heart to receive the word of God. So it will die because of interest in materialistic things. So finally, some of the seed fell in rich, nutritious soil. These are the people who hears and understand the word of God and who yields harvest abundance, 100%, 60%, 30%. Because they completely opened their heart to receive the word of God. And they are ready to put into practice in their life. And they obey the word of God. And they are ready to do anything that comes from the mouth of God. So, here God is pouring out his word upon us.
God is simply throwing his word. Every day the word is thrown upon you. Every weekend the word is thrown upon you. So we have got to be good soil. We need to have good soil to receive the word of God. Then only it will grow in our life. Otherwise, it will be shut down. So in the Gospel of Luke, we read about rich man and the Lazarus. This is a very good example, rich man and the Lazarus. Here the rich man had the scriptures, but paid no attention to them. The good man, the rich man had the scriptures, but he never attended to the scriptures. He was always with the materialistic world, eating and enjoying. He had five brothers who did not pay any attention. He died. And his brothers who are alive also not attentive to the word of God. Not attentive to the scriptures. So the rich man wanted Abraham to arrange an operation to warn his brothers about eternal life. So Abraham says, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. In other words, they have the scriptures. They have the word of God. Word of God is there. Let them go to the word of God. Let them read. Let them experience. Let them take into their life. Then they can reach the good news which Jesus brought, which Jesus wants, the kingdom of God. They can enter into the kingdom of God. So today the word of God is provided, and we need to question ourselves, how would I describe my own response to the word? Does the word of God take root in me? Do I make serious efforts to understand it and know what it's asking of me? To which soil I belong? These are the questions that we need to ask. And God's word is lightened, God's word is listened, not to for the purpose of information, but for transformation. This is what we need to have. The word of God must transfer our life. It is not just to listen the knowledge or the dialogues or the way of presentation or how much weight in that. How much explanation is there? It is not the purpose. The purpose must be a transformation. The word of God must transfer our life. So, Jesus is word of God. And we need to listen to him to transform our life. And the good tidings, the good news is kingdom of God. When we are related with the word of God that came from the mouth of Jesus, we automatically transformed to kingdom of God.